You're listening to The Update from ABQ Free Press, an analysis of local news and issues by ABQ Free Press Associate Editor Dennis Domzalski.
Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham has stepped into the fray over Mayor Richard Berry's rapid transit project. Grisham has written the head of the Federal Transit Administration, asked what the agency is doing to ensure that the voices of ARTS critics are heard. Now, Grisham said that while she supports public transportation, she has heard from ARTS critics who have told her that their complaints about ARTS have fallen on deaf ears. Grisham also told the FTA that it is critical, and I said critical, that local businesses and members of the community have a role in ARTS design and construction. Well, here's some good news if you own a diesel-powered vehicle. The emissions testing program for those vehicles is just about gone. The Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Air Quality Control Board voted last week to kill the three-year-old program because it wasn't authorized by state law. And now the city's Environmental Health Department is going to be sending the board's decision to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for formal approval to end the program. In the meantime, owners of diesel-powered vehicles still have to get their vehicles tested, and that's until the program is officially junked. Now, the city says it will eventually reimburse all those diesel owners for the costs of the test that they paid for under this illegal program. Officers from the Albuquerque and Rio Rancho police departments responded to a strange suicide call on August 2nd, and that was a call for an APD sergeant who has been involved in three officer-involved fatal shootings since 2010. The call was for Sergeant Anthony Sedler, whose wife, APD Sergeant Amy Sedler, called 911 to report that she thought her husband had shot himself. A source has told ABQ Free Press that Sedler did not shoot himself and that he is okay. But the incident, and that began at 8:28 p.m. that night, set off a frantic 43-minute search for Sedler near the border of Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. And that was by officers from Rio Rancho, APD, and possibly the Sandoval County Sheriff's Department. The call ended when APD told the other departments to cancel their searches for Sedler without giving those departments any more information about the case. So far, APD has declined to comment on this case. I will be back in a minute with some more news.
Some believe Elvis liked a little Nashville studio so much that he never left. You're on the Soundbeat. You're listening to I Was the One, the B-side to Elvis's first RCA single, Heartbreak Hotel. He recorded the songs at Nashville's RCA studio months earlier, and while it was later converted to a TV studio, some claim Elvis never, well, left the building. Legend has it, whenever Presley's name was mentioned, lights would blow out, and unexplained noises would respond, sometimes over the PA system. The next time you see Elvis's ghost, you can let everyone know. The King has his own iPhone app, with a special built-in feature for logging Elvis sightings. Yeah, there's an app for that. Sign up for our podcast at iTunes and at soundbeat.org. Thank you. Thank you very much. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Okay, I'm back, and here's some more news. Here's some really good advice. If you want to get a full-time job, leave New Mexico. Why? Well, because New Mexico is the second worst state for people looking for full-time jobs, and that's according to a study by the financial news outlet called 24/7 Wall Street. The organization said the state's true unemployment rate is actually 12.4%, and that its workforce participation rate is 57.4%, and that's the fifth lowest in the nation. So what are the worst industries in which to get a full-time job? No surprise here, arts, entertainment, and the accommodation and food services sectors. Even though the news is bad here, guess what? It's even worse in Nevada, because that state came in dead last. Now, here's the best place to get a full-time job. South Dakota, it has an unemployment rate of 5%. That's it for now. Have a good time out there.
You've been listening to The Update from ABQ Free Press, an analysis of local news and issues, with ABQ Free Press Associate Editor Dennis Domzalski. ABQ Free Press publishes every other Wednesday. Available at more than 500 locations from Belen to Santa Fe.